Hannah is a scary new thriller starring the young Irish actress Saoirse Ronan in the title role, together with a very strong supporting cast, including Cate Blanchett and Eric Bana. Hannah has been brought up in extreme isolation in the forests of Finland and trained by her father to be a killer. The movie was directed by Joe Wright, who's probably best known for the most recent version of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, not for the chases and fights you'll see in Hannah.
You know, the whole kind of action aspect of the movie was something that I thought would be interesting to explore, and I like working outside of my comfort zone.
In Pride and Prejudice, they occasionally walk into the village.
Yeah, that was
sometimes
pretty exciting
stuff. They engage in a bit of country dancing, but it's not the same thing. I mean, it's not even close.
No. Although, actually, I was so nervous of the action sequences that I just tried to pretend it was like the dance sequences in Pride and Prejudice and just, you know, fooled myself that way.
Your heroine, who is an incredibly beautiful young girl, Hannah, lives in a cottage in the woods, and it's all covered with snow. And as the movie goes on, the wicked stepmother shows up. You have lots of fairy tale elements in this movie. Was that part of the deal?
When I first read the script, the fairy tale elements weren't perhaps as explicit, but inherently in the structure, it was a kind of fairy tale. It's about a young person growing up in the safety of a family home who reaches an age where she needs to go and explore the world, so embarks on that journey and is confronted by evil for the first time and is required to overcome that evil, but at some cost.
Your character is a kind of a very sinister sleeping beauty, I would say. Her father tells her, she will try to kill you, and she will never stop, and you have to be able to handle that. And, of course, we don't know who she is, and we don't know why anyone would try to kill this angelic child. And then when she goes out into the world, people immediately start trying to kill her. Did you worry about the notion that a beautiful child who is incredibly murderous would be a heroine that the public would have a tough time with?
No, not really, because, I mean, you know, as you say, it's a fairy tale. It's not a depiction of a real child or a real world, even. It is a fairy tale, and fairy tales, by their very nature, are violent and dark. I mean, The Little Mermaid, that's essentially a story of suicide. The mermaid kills herself at the end of The Little Mermaid, obviously not in the Disney colonized version. And in Hansel and Gretel, you know, two children take an old lady and put her in an oven. I think that fairy tales need to confront the dark side and overcome it.
You worked on music videos in the early days with the Chemical Brothers, the outfit that provided the score for Hannah. What made you think they would be the right sort of sound for this movie?
You know, having only worked with orchestral scores before, I kind of like the idea of blurring the division between music and sound effects, so that the sound effects kind of become the music and vice versa. And also because they work so extraordinarily with drum patterns, and they're the kind of best drum programmers around, really. And I felt that this film needed quite a pulsing rhythm.
I must say that where I really noticed them was in that container scene. Where Hannah is trying to escape from some people who are chasing her through a whole field of cargo containers. At some point I realized that the noise was not so much people leaping from one to the other, but it was a drum score.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I like the idea of kind of disorientating the audience. And a lot of the film does that very kind of purposefully.
I understand that your next project will take you in another direction.
We're hoping to make an adaptation of Anna Karenina.
Anna Karenina after this movie, I mean, this must be a bit of a swift 180 for you.
I love film, you know. I love all types of film in all genres. In fact, I kind of try to live and work outside of genre classification. I relish storytelling, really, and the chance film gives us to see the world from another person's point of view.
That's director Joe Wright. His new movie, Hannah, opens nationwide this weekend. Joe, thanks very much.
Well, thank you very much indeed.